Well, Tom, the clock ticking, all the work done at this stage, it's just a matter of waiting now for half three.
We're in the final countdown. Players and managers, coaches will tell you the hardest time, you're just waiting for that ball to be thrown in. Everything at this stage is, you hope is covered, and just can't wait to get started.
Yeah, and going in this year, chasing a sixth in a row, but the general perception, which is kind of strange, you're the champions, but McCool, your opponents are the favourites.
To be fair to McCool's, they have, you know, they've unbeaten this season in Donegal, and they're going, you know, they've gone through the group stages in the championship without losing, and, you know, they have been a form team, so you couldn't argue with the fact that they've been installed as favourites.
The one thing, I suppose, is the one outstanding result, I suppose, for them in their championship was going to Burt and beating you down there.
Yeah, and as I said to you already, this week could have no complaints on the night. You know, they were the better side. We had to take it on the chin and move on. And, you know, thankfully we did. And it's good that we get a second bite of the cherry.
And you bounced back, as you said, since, and you're now in the final and going for, obviously, that sixth in a row. How has preparations gone in the last couple of weeks since you beat St. Junan's in the semi-final?
Yeah, look, the preparations, first week there, we didn't have the whole panel because the football championship was on. And then this week, we've had the full lot in. Look, the preparations, you know, in fairness to the lads, they've been brilliant. You know, they've really committed themselves this year. I couldn't ask for any more, Tom, to be honest with you. The lads have been outstanding. The last couple of weeks, we've got in as much as we can. I'm as happy as I possibly can be at the stage that, you know, all the bases are ticked. So, roll on, 3:30. Yeah. Can't wait.
And, of course, you know, there's no question about it. Your team is laced with county players and a lot of experience. And we take Kieran Dowd's ex-county players. We see Joe Boyle, Enda McDermott, you know, Roland McDermott, Christopher McDermott. Pádraig Doherty, I think, is going to be out through injury. You know, you've got the old reliables, Niall Campbell and Mickey McCann, who seem to be defying time.
First and foremost, they're great clubmen, you know. Really struck me in my time involved with them is the passion that they have, all of them, for Burt Club. And it has been a privilege for me to be involved with them and to see the pride they have in playing for Burt and the pride they have in playing hurling for both their club and for their county. It really is, you know, like some of the people who talk about, you know, strengthening hurling or improving hurling in the designated counties should come up and, you know, look at the clubs like, say, Burt, McCool's, Unans, and see the effort putting in and the pride that these lads take in playing hurling and representing their clubs. And, you know, the Burt lads continue to astound me. You know, they're tremendous clubmen. Number one on the panel to number 26. Every one of them are committed and live for putting on the Burt jersey, and that's, you know, you can't buy that, Tom. You can't coach that. It's something that I marvel at.
And it's something that could count a lot when the slitter is thrown in this afternoon.
You know, no different to the McCool's lads. The McCool's lads are Laser County boys as well. Once that ball is thrown in, you know, the one thing you can be sure of, Tom, is that they're going to have two good teams, two hungry teams, and two teams both wanting to go at it hammer and tongs, and hopefully the match lives up to the occasion, or the occasion lives up to the match, you know. I think it's going to be a great final. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really very privileged and proud to be leading our team into that final. You know, I know Eamon McCauley's in this exact same way. Both of us at this stage, we'd love to throw the ball in now, get it over with, get it in, because I reckon it's going to be a cracking final.